This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm live in studio, coming to you from deep in heart of the good old state of Texas, Austin. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. David Knight will anchor the fourth hour. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Hard to believe it's already Monday, the sixth day of June 2016. We have several very informative guests joining us today. Rob Du is in Deutschland to cover Bilderberg 2016, the global government meeting. Every 4 years, since its inception, every fourth year meets in the United States on the East Coast. This is the first time they are meeting in Europe on the fourth year, and that's obviously because Europe is in such crisis and world government is tottering on the edge of collapse. It wants to collapse our civilization but exempt itself, but it's getting the blame. It's not able to pose as the savior. And so this great crisis is starting to go to waste. And Rob Du, along with Josh Owens, are on the ground. Paul Watson is now traveling to Germany as well. But Bilderberg doesn't kick off until Thursday. They're obviously going to be covering the grounds of the hotel before they get thrown out. They're going to be getting intel out to the public about one of these world government shadow meetings. This is the very pinnacle of control. But just as important, they're going to be showing the project of the globalist. Opening the borders, advertising that you can come to Germany, advertising that you can come to Europe and have everything paid for. That's part of the EU-admitted program. They're going to the so-called refugee centers. And the German police and security showed up. We have the video of this and said, listen, you are not allowed to show this camp without permission. So certainly no free speech in Germany where they're arresting people for the First Amendment style rights that we have here that they supposedly have over there but don't, where they are arresting people across the board who even mildly criticize the open borders. And so here you can see our crew at the entrance to the camp, if you're watching on TV, being pushed out by the security. And I've had members of the UK Parliament on who are liberals, who have pointed out that what they're doing EU-wide, including the UK, is getting the immigrants that came in maybe 5-10 years before that have been inducted into government service, and that they are now the informants. They are now the enforcers. They are now the controllers. And you notice that it appears to be Africans, not in Muslim garb, who are the security for the Muslims. And then it'll be the Muslims that are the security for the Chinese or the whatever next group they bring in. This is a real admitted pattern where the social workers, the police, you name it, are not from the UK, are not from Germany. And I don't mean you have some people in every police department to reflect the makeup of the nation. That only makes sense to be able to communicate with those communities and to make sure they get integrated into society. They don't want a melting pot. They want balkanized groups with basically social workers that come and take your children. Now, in the UK, it's mainly Eastern Europeans. And I'm not bashing Eastern Europeans, you know, they're great folks. But a lot of them have come out of socialist and communist and authoritarian societies. And most of the social workers in the UK that come and take your children, I've had members of Parliament on that have written articles for the London Telegraph and you name it about this, are not even really from the UK. They hardly even speak English. And an alarming number of the police chiefs in Sweden, in Germany, in France, and in the UK are also Muslims, and they hardly even speak English. They weren't even born in the UK, but they're now your enforcer. In fact, this was pointed out that most of the security at the De Gaulle Airport, Charles de Gaulle Airport there in Paris, are Muslims and full hardcore practicing Muslims with hijabs. The women are, you know, there with only their eyes showing, and they're running security, and then up goes the plane and it blows up. Same thing in Cairo, but of course that's a Muslim country, but they've got the radical Muslims there running it to a certain extent as well. This is the fox guarding the foxes entering the hen house, and the hens are being tied up and having their blood sucked. He'll be back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Are we seeing the earth? You've got it.
This controversy started about a week ago, and I never even covered it, despite the fact that InfoWars.com is at the center of it. And I'll be honest with you, I have a real blind spot to news that we are the center of, because I don't want to just be a gonzo journalist and report on myself, even though every day we are reporting on some big news story that InfoWars.com, myself, or my reporters are related to. If we wanted to, we could fill InfoWars every day and this radio show and this TV broadcast with news stories that are about us or about stories we're breaking. In fact, sometimes it's obnoxious how much we talk about ourselves to begin with, but when you are on the leading, cutting edge of things, you've got to discuss it because you have to respond to the attacks. You also have to respond and point out how new independent media is so much more prolific, successful, and fast-moving than the dinosaur media that's on its last legs. But coming up at the bottom of the hour, I will spend a few minutes on this whole Klamath Falls, Southern Oregon, Northern California controversy. And it's a synthetic controversy with headlines all over the news and on TV the last week. that Donald Trump has been caught red-handed using InfoWars material, and he's a total kook, saying that there is a invasive species fish in several major reservoirs that were built to supply water to farmers in Northern California and Southern Oregon. And you could do an entire college education course on the media manipulation and deception just off of this. From the photos they use, the images, how they twist it, how they lie. It's admitted this fish is invasive, but then they say, we don't want it to die, so we're not going to let you lower the level of these reservoirs. It's true that that's what's caused much of the businesses to go out of business and the towns that service the farmers to go out of business. And it's a fact that there's a federal project to push people off their land all over the United States. Look at the Red River, where thousands of square miles on both sides of Texas and Oklahoma, with people in some cases that have had the land for over 100 years. It's not like it's public land that they have grazing rights to for 100 and something years like the Bundys, surface rights. They own the alloidal title. Some of these families have the old ancient title. And so all we do is point out the fact that all of this is going on. Thank you, Nico. And then they think their viewers and listeners are so stupid, they go out and lie and say Donald Trump's discredited. He links to InfoWars.com. And they do that not to actually act like he's discredited, but to make people think InfoWars is discredited because it's actually hitting right on the zeitgeist. And so they're saying, oh, look, ha, 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 you know, you're talking about something that doesn't exist because they think you're stupid and don't remember a decade ago, right through to about 2 or 3 years ago, Sean Hannity was there every couple months. Bill O'Reilly, we've been out there repeatedly in areas of Southern Oregon, Northern California, showing the towns going from 5,000, 10,000 to a couple hundred and imploding and going out of business because they were based on the reservoirs, the lakes, the mountain lakes that were built in the 40s and 50s to be able to settle that area. But there's this whole rewilding about tearing down the dams and having things go back to nature, and then all we do is report on what's happening, and they come out and say it's a hoax and that Donald Trump is crazy. And then they link to our stories that Trump linked to and that Trump tweeted to act like he somehow did something wrong because they're scared to death. He's already so radical compared to the establishment. That's what why he's winning. What if he really gets radical and picks up the entire InfoWars agenda, which is just one of the most fact-based, on-target worldviews out there? Quite frankly, nothing even that special. It's like a person that has 20/20 vision versus someone who's blind. We understand what we're talking about. So they sit there and say it's a drought in California. That's what's causing the problem. Yes, we know there's a drought. California's always had many areas that are arid and desert-like. That's why we use artificial systems to green it, so that during the drought periods, the communities have a backup plan and aren't a one-crop economy. That's why they built dams on the Colorado River here in Austin, Texas, to help create a lush water system to supply the 2 million people that now live here. And when they built that dam, guess how many people lived in all of this area of Central Texas in this county? About 40,000. 2 million. Then now they stand around and go, the answer, literally, tear down the dams, tell no one come live here because there's too many people. Oh, don't innovate, tear things down. That's Agenda 21. And then charge you more money for it. So I'm going to talk about it later in the hour. I always say something's coming up, and I start getting into it now. It's just amazing how they sit there and deny to people they have an anti-human agenda, shutting off our plants, not letting us build new plants, tearing down dams, not letting us build new dams. And people say to me, Alex, this isn't really a big election issue. Why do you harp on it so much? We need to make it the issue. That's what I was trying to say Thursday. We have to focus on what is truly important, define it, cover it ourselves, and not always just chase the story that the MSM is putting out, because that's the only power they still have. They have a skeleton audience compared to what they had, a shadow of a shadow. They are discredited. They have a 6% trust rate in scientific polls, and other information shows that AP poll is very, very accurate. Common sense shows it. But still, when they cover topics, we're forced to respond, and we still kind of act like it's a big deal to be on CNN or something. Every day people say, I saw you on CNN, I saw you on Fox. I could care less. They're playing clips of this show on those shows every day. I don't even sit here and play clips of my own show now 95% of the time. Because, again, it's not about us. But when they're sitting there totally and absolutely deceiving people, we have to, because it's illustrative of how they operate and how they get their job done. Oh, shutting off all these big reservoirs in Northern California and Southern Oregon, it didn't cause anybody to go bankrupt. There's nothing happening. Why, can you believe that Donald Trump said the moon was made of cheese yesterday? And where'd he get the disinfo from? Why, the bad guy, the king of conspiracy, who actually has been out to Northern California to talk to these farmers, and my reporters have been there many times just last year, and we've been all over the story and had scientists on to talk about it. But none of that matters, because CNN, MSNBC, Salon, and all these other groups, they came out and laughed at us and said it didn't exist. It didn't exist. Just like families never existed. Because next they're going to say that. Not just that father and mother is bad, but that it never really even existed. They're already coming out and saying, you know, it was always really a village that raised the children, not a family. See, that's, which is true. But that was your other extended family. You could trust them. Then the state came in and said, it's not good to discipline your own children. Then they said, it's not good to have your neighbors watch them, and your kids can't be in their front yard or their backyard unattended. Even when they're 11 or 12 years old, we'll arrest you. See, they kill the village, they build artificial systems, and then they tell us the state is the village. And they take away our farms and give us big factory farms. Everything is about total and complete control. All right, I've already digressed at the very start of the broadcast. Let me tell you what's coming up after the break. Look at this. Donald Trump uses Alex Jones as an actual news source. They are so scared of what we cover. They are so scared of how we read the defense bills, where they say they have re-education camps. They actually use that term. They are so freaked out that we know how government works. They're so freaked out we know about shadow government and COG. They're so freaked out we understand the larger battle plan and have read their white papers. They're so freaked out. Environmentalists caused California drought to protect this fish. Ah, California, the place where liberalism is wrecking real-world havoc on people. And they make fun of this article. Think about that. It's well known that the high taxes are making people leave California. It's well known the regulations are making people leave California. It's well known California is in deep manure, with most of its counties and cities already bankrupt. Just like so many other cities and counties around the country, and so many protectorates of this republic, like the one out there straddling the Caribbean and the Atlantic Ocean that just went belly up a month ago, Puerto Rico. It's so incredible. There's one country out there that's doing well, and that's because it won't take any global funding or money, and it's independent. And it's the eastern half of what was Hispaniola, Dominican Republic, today. But again, I'm digressing into a topic I was going to get into a little bit later in the transmission. Obviously, we're going to get into all the latest Donald Trump news. Obviously, we have our reporters in Germany covering Bilderberg that kicks off in a couple days, but they've already been to migrant camps with explosive results. Migrant camp freaks out on reporters asking questions. Rob Dew for InfoWars.com. Also, medieval Trump wall found in Germany. Very powerful report. That's up on InfoWars.com. Also, another clip, Hillary Clinton says government has a right to regulate the Second Amendment. We're going to be covering all of that. We also have another article up on InfoWars.com written by Paul Joseph Watson that's going viral via DrudgeReport.com right now. Video, obese woman starts trashing store after EBT card gets refused.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Roger Stone did not tell me who the VP choice of Donald Trump is for vice president, but he did concur with my prediction of who it will be. He said no one knows but Trump at this point. He's not going to talk about private meetings that he's been in with the short list, hearing what Trump thinks and Trump bouncing it off Stone and others. And he doesn't want to talk bad about Corey Lewandowski, the embattled head of the campaign, who really is just a glorified trail manager right now. But when Lewandowski goes on television and says that he's heading up the vetting process, that is not the case. They brought in former top lawyers for Ronald Reagan who are doing the background checking and research on who Trump likes. So it's Donald Trump, and I came up with my own list of three people, and Stone, actually, his eyes got big. He gulped. I've got to know him good. He's such a character. I just like him as a person. And he just said, well, you said that on air. You didn't get that from me. And he visibly kind of turned a little bit red and was concerned that Trump would think he told me. So we've got an interview where he actually goes further than he ever has on who he thinks the shortlist is. That's going to air at 1:33 today. It's a 20-minute interview. And then that ends the hour or so, and then David Knight comes in. But that's coming up today. We have our reporters from the migrant camps there in Germany. They're just everywhere. And that the government's trying to keep the press from documenting. Good luck stopping drones. Be confiscated. We'll just go buy another one, and we're just going to transmit it out right after we get the data. So, in fact, we already got it. So, get ready for a bunch of stuff to break on that. We've got Rob Dew and Josh Owens in Deutschland, what's left of it, for the next 10 days. Bilderberg kicks off on Thursday. They'll run right through Sunday, and then more migrant camps and come back next week. And I appreciate Rob Dew's wife. He's our news director, making the sacrifice to let Rob be out on the road so much. He wants to do it, and I'm really good friends with Rob and his four children and my children. But we vacation together some and hang out a lot. So he's a good friend, a great guy, and so is Josh Owens. It's just wonderful, all these people I've gotten to know so well. They're my family at the end of the day. But they're over there, so pray for them. By the way, I'm going to come back and hit the news here in a moment. This is a short segment. It's not a story about Roger Stone so much as it's about life, because I'm going to come back and briefly talk about Muhammad Ali. I was here on Saturday to tape three different segments that were going to air Saturday, Sunday, and then today on Big Topics with Roger Stone. It's the real reason he came to town was to discuss a lot of inside baseball things coming up with Cleveland and to fill me in on a lot of things off the record so that I can navigate into the future. And he's filled me in on some things off record about a year ago that all came true, and then again about 6 months ago, and then a few months ago when he came back to Austin, Texas. So this is pretty important stuff, obviously, that I got briefed on, but I can't talk about it until the future. But we were talking for about an hour back there in the conference room, just he and I, and he got a call from his wife, and his 93-year-old mother had to come home from the hospital. And they had just said, look, she's going to die any day now, but she's still all there. She's in excruciating pain with lung cancer. We're going to give her morphine. She wants it. And he said, I just need a minute or two. And then he went around out in the foyer area, and I walked by, and I saw tears in his eyes. And he got off the phone. He goes, that was the last time I'll probably ever talk to my mother while she's all there. This is Saturday at about noon. She's about to go on morphine at a super high dose. She'll probably die in the next 48 hours. I've got to go finish a Trump speech on Sunday. I'm going to leave here early now. I was going to fly out Sunday morning, but because of all the storms, I'm going to leave this afternoon. And he pulled himself up. I mean, he wasn't even really crying. He pulled himself up. We came in here, shot the segments, and went out to lunch, talked about his mother and what a great lady she was. And I always love hearing about people's mothers, and then left. By the way, I want Steve Pachinik to come on soon to do a whole hour on his mother and this book he's written about her. What an amazing lady. You know, Pachinik actually did make it out of the Holocaust, and his family, most of them were actually killed. And that's why he actually can't stand the ADL or those other groups, is because he documents what they really did. The groups before the ADL, not letting Jews get out of Germany unless they paid big bounties to Jewish mafia organizations. That's why Pachinik comes on air and exposes some of the more criminal elements of things going on in Israel. That's why it's so credible, too, when he does it. But he's written a book about that. They wouldn't let him get into the U.S., though. They had to get into Cuba first. And then they got into the U.S. Via Canada into Cuba, into the U.S. But Then Roger Stone called me about, or texted me at about 3:15 last night saying, yeah, my mom just died. You know, thanks, pal, for all your support. Happened to be up at that time, too. Strangely, I'd woken up. But that's a classy guy right there. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, in a moment, before I plunge into the political news, the geopolitical news, the military news, the war on the family news, as we chronicle the globalist operations in their attempt to fully take over all life on Earth and set themselves up as technocratic demigods. But before we do that, I want to talk about Muhammad Ali, because I was just discussing Roger Stone, who was here, talking to his mom on Saturday for what he said will probably be the last time. He said, I got to go out here and call my mom, probably talk to her for the last time before they put her on morphine. I hope she holds on to, like, you know, get back on Monday, but I got to give a Trump speech, the Trump rally on Sunday. She's totally committed. That guy works like 18 hours a day during a campaign. He's a machine. And, you know, then learning that she died last night about 3:15, people say, well, she's 93 years old. Sure. You're just celebrating the interesting life of someone. And then you're also reflecting on how her son responded to it and continued, you know, moving forward, in his overall mission. And that's really the essence of perseverance, and that's the human trait in men and women that I tend to admire the most. And I think that goes hand in glove with being an honorable person. But Muhammad Ali raises his fist for the last time in his final ever photos, and we'll show some of these really, really amazing photos of Muhammad Ali, who obviously fought way longer than he should have. That's perseverance, and had massive brainstem damage that led to the neurological disorder that finally took his life. And it's when we admire people like Muhammad Ali, even though I think we obsess too much on sports, it's a healthy thing overall, because it's about celebrating humanity and everybody that's come before us, currently who we are, and what's going to happen in the future. And that's why I hate the globalists so much, because they're all about telling us how bad we are, how evil we are, how stupid we are, and how we can only attain success by modeling ourselves and conforming to their systems. And their systems are admittedly designed to make us weak, to make us stupid. And so some will say, well, do you support what Muhammad Ali did? And I said, yes. Even though this sport ended up taking his life, it is only through testing the body and going through great trials and tribulations that the overall species stays strong. And men, more than anyone, are designed and meant to go out there and break our backs working, fighting, whatever the case may be. We are that section of the species. That doesn't mean that women can't do that as well, and that when women stand up and fight, it's amazing. But they really are the caregivers, the protectors, the nurturers. Doesn't mean that men don't have that aspect as well, but they want to basically outlaw rodeo riding. They want to outlaw the NFL. Then they're going to outlaw even Bush League football, because potentially you could get a concussion. Potentially you could get hurt. Well, potentially you could get hurt driving in a car. So they want to restrict that and have driverless cars. You see where this goes. Removing humans from the environment is like removing gravity from the environment. It will turn the entire species into boneless jellyfish. Literally and figuratively. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. And in the end, it may not have made Muhammad Ali physically stronger, but it made his spirit and his image and his icon stronger than almost any of us. And the wealth and the success he brought to his family and his community made the whole species stronger. And so Muhammad Ali, you could say, is a real man. I mean, you watch some of those clips where he dodges 28 punches in 10 seconds. I see that. I admire that aspect, just like I can admire Ludwig von Beethoven. Or I can admire Werner von Braun. Even though he was a Nazi, I don't admire his politics. I admire his brain, his vision, that is the space shuttle program, the International Space Station program. Everything we basically have currently in the main NASA mission. It'd be like if some painter was a horrible person but was able to paint. I could admire that aspect of their mind, but not the whole person. And part of this whole politically correct movement is it lets the system say who someone was in some limited stereotype, some limited cliche, and we're all guilty of it. And then we're supposed to ignore the body of work of everything someone did before or after that moment because of one thing they said joking around on the radio or TV. Again, it shuts down debate, it chills discussion, it chills real intellectual pursuits, and creates a nightmare civilization that will not be a civilization for very long. So chilling photos of Muhammad Ali. Formerly Cassius Clay. Those photos are linked up on Infowars.com from the UK Sun. Now, here's what's really important. Let's talk about our real future. UN adopts education plan to indoctrinate children in globalism. Alex Newman has an article for the New American Magazine up on InfoWars.com. I want to get him on the broadcast sometime this week or next week to talk about this plan for at least 30 minutes. The UN is demanding a planetary education regime to transform children around the world into social justice warriors. And the United Nations is also setting up a system called Strong Cities Initiative worldwide in every major city, getting government taxpayer money through block grants, just like ACORN, to run around and stir up racial and cultural divisions, which are then managed by the UN and the local Democratic Party, who then politically bully government into installing their people in the police departments mainly. Then the political persecution starts, just like we just witnessed out in California. In San Jose alone, the mayor comes out and says, oh, yeah, these people deserve what's happening to them that are getting beaten up. And the police came out and said in tweets Sunday, no, it's true. It's true. Yes, we stood down and let hundreds of people get beaten up by the anti-Trump demonstrators because we, quote, didn't want to escalate things. When you don't arrest people that are beating up women, men beating up a woman and beating her bloody in front of everyone and in front of police and reporters, that sends a message to criminals and thugs that you can go out and do it anytime you want. And I see the images of fire hoses and police dogs attacking women and men in Alabama, and that makes me sick because those are humans organized with force attacking peaceful people. And I have empathy for them. But when I have empathy for white people or a white woman being beaten up by a mob of racist Hispanics waving Mexican flags, I'm a bad person. And the New York Times comes out and says the Trump people deserve it. I have the articles right here. I covered them yesterday on the Sunday show. And they defend it, and they say it's a good thing. Truly sickening. So you see where your free speech is going there, don't you? You see where the social justice warrior model is going. Remember San Francisco? A few months ago, there at the college, at the state college, a young white freshman has dreadlocks, has adopted all the fake culture superimposed by Hollywood, even talks with a made-up social justice warrior inner-city dialect and gets beat up by two trendies who look like they're part African. And the video just says it all. It's just an excuse to be nasty, evil, mean thugs. And I have seen with my own eyeballs the KKK act like this to me not once, but twice. But there was a different response then. No fight happened because I said, let's go. Your brains are about to be all over the ground. That's actually what I said. I'm not proud of this, how I was when I was 16, 17 years old, especially if four or five people, you know, jump out of pickup trucks and say, we're going to beat your butt, Yankee. I'm like, well, get ready. But this is an effeminate man being a total trendy with total hate and then this hateful guarantee, I bet money she's got Mao Zedong books at home. Probably hadn't read them, though. Literally bullying and getting in the face of this white person that's trying to be black. But you notice the groveling didn't get you any assimilation. And they don't support the free speech rights of the person with the camera. In fact, let's put the article back up. I'll give radio listeners the name of the article from InfoWars.com if you want to see it. This is how these people operate. And the exact same smirk of people that think they found a wimp, of people that think they found somebody they can push around, of people that think they're tough guys. Because granted, you know, when I was 16 years old, I probably weighed 170 pounds. I didn't look like the toughest guy around. Still, three or four guys, not too smart. I mean, I didn't look like a wimp. But if they wanted a fight, they would have gotten one, just like the many fights people did get. And I'm nobody special. I'm just a man. You come looking for a fight, you put your hands on me, you're going to get a problem. out at that abortion rally. If they wouldn't have pulled that guy off, you can see in the video, I was cranked back and in a split second was going to uppercut because the guy had already tried to hit me once and push me another time and another time. I saw him pushing some guy on crutches out in the road, and I went over there, and I couldn't. But by then, they ran off. They also ran away from Jakari when I could tell Jakari had had enough, because these people are cowards, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't care if it's a bunch of devil-worshipping communists that love abortion clinics. I don't care whether it's white supremacists. I don't care whether it's a bunch of trendy so-called black kids. I mean, those two black people, you call them that, that's what they call themselves, getting in the face of that white kid, that white nerd. I mean, they don't look black to me. I mean, maybe 20% African. It's like saying I don't look Native American, even though I'm like 13% or something. I mean, this is the type of stuff that we're dealing with, like saying, you know, you're not a Native American, I'm going to beat you up. And like, well, you don't look like that either. It's like, what are you appropriating? Who's that famous lady that thinks she's black and lied about it, and it turned out, you know, that she has no African heritage? What's that woman's name? Yeah, Rachel Dolezal. They put makeup on all this stuff. I mean, this is just crazy. Just be who you are. I get why they're saying they're mad at the white kid trying to appropriate their culture, but that's what freedom's all about, I thought, right? But this is the disaster zone that we've become. This is the system where all of our real freedoms are scrapped, but we're given all these faux rights. But look at these headlines. Reuters, Hillary Clinton leads Donald Trump by 11 points. And everybody's freaking out about this. Folks, that is a totally fake poll. There are scores of scientific polls out where he's 3 to 4 points ahead or a dead heat or 2 points behind. And a lot of people are intimidated and wouldn't say in a poll whether they're going to vote for Trump or not. This is the demographics that they are targeting for these polls. So don't let it create the perception that he's a loser. So then people turn against Trump because they want to be betting on the winning sports team. It's a well-known phenomenon that when a team is in the playoffs, you know, they double, triple, quadruple their sales. And if they win the playoffs and win the Super Bowl or win the World Cup or win the World Series, boom, they sell 10, 20, 30 times. You never know for a period of time. Because everybody wants to be associated with winners. And that's how they create these fake political ideas and tell you, you're going to be a winner if you adopt this lifestyle, if you adopt this culture, if you adopt this system, if you go out and get 2 degrees. It doesn't matter if 90% of the time those degrees are worthless. It doesn't matter if you adopt a political view. It's meant to disenfranchise you. You still feel like a winner, but wonder why it didn't make you successful. It must be because you didn't accept whatever you were being sold even more. Obama compares San Jose violence to bad habits of Republican Party and says it's the Republicans' fault. Isn't that nice? Well, here's one. San Jose police, we held back from protecting Trump supporters from attack so as not to incite further violence. We started saying this back on Friday. We had the video, and our listeners sent us video too. People said, oh, you're making that up. They didn't stand down. Really, there's video of folks getting beat up right in front of the police 10 feet away, and here the police tweet out that, yes, they did that. And what they're saying is, we're going to allow this to go on. We're going to allow people to be sucker punched and women to be attacked. Homeland Security using private contractor vans to transport and release illegal aliens inside the U.S. Judicial Watch. Yes, Judicial Watch has confirmed 2 years after Adnan Salazar, Kit Daniels, and Jakari Jackson went down to the border and had the head of emergency management in McAllen, Texas, say it on tape in front of the buses being loaded up with the illegals. And then a month later, the Border Patrol came out and said, that report is true. We are ordered to complete the smuggling process. So I'm glad Judicial Watch got some documents to confirm that. We already know it with our own eyeballs. We don't need the police, too, to tell us, yeah, we stood down. We know you stood down, and you stood down because your bosses in the police department are anti-American totalitarians, and they want to shut free speech down in this country. Homeland Security using private contractor vans to transport and release illegal aliens inside the U.S. Boom. Video shows same Mexican thug sucker punch two different victims in San Jose. People then say it is racist to say he's Mexican. It's like saying a white thug or a black thug. If it's racial, you point that out. It's like people say, hey, the InfoWars, the Daily Caller, and Donald Trump are talking about this Mexican judge that keeps ruling against him and keeps ruling for illegals. The guy is for Mexican nationalism. He's high-level La Raza. That's what it means. That's what it is. You're calling Trump a Nazi with no Nazi affiliations or connections. You've got a La Raza judge, and the media says, well, it's okay for us to racially organize Hispanics. No, it's not. If we're going to be this plural society, then you have to go with that. You can't sit there and organize around racial policies and racial groups claiming you're a minority when you're a supermajority on two continents and going to be 60% of the population in like 10 years. Most areas are to that. That's fine with me. We need to have folks adopt liberty, private property, and things like that, which culturally these groups are ready to do. That's why the globalist anthropologists and sociologists are in there at the school level, creating chip on the shoulder, race-based nationalism at every perceived slight and real slights to forge people into a group you contain in race-based barrios run by local mob boss chiefs who want to keep people under their control.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We've got it.
The Chris Band is coming to you.
All right, you want to go? All right, you want to go?
Look at this. It's up on InfoWars.com. Communist Angela Davis. We have to do whatever is necessary to stop Donald Trump. 1960s radical supports Black Lives Matter. This is at a meeting with Gloria Steinem of the Central Intelligence Agency. That's declassified. People think I'm joking when I say that. Look it up. And they go on to say, here are the tweets. All you Worcester gangsters and whatnot, you clearly have a mission on Wednesday, kill Donald Trump. That's what one of her supporters at the meeting said. And people just tweet this by the thousands and nothing's done. And then all these ignorant people show up at Trump rallies believing they're confronting racism because the media has branded the Tea Party movement as racist. So anyone promoting free market is now racist forever. You are walled off now to be controlled by communist and globalist programming at the university level. They're telling you your role. They're telling you who you are. You're a woman, so you support Gloria Steinem. You're black, so you hate Donald Trump. You're Hispanic, so you hate Trump. Because Trump pointed out that Mexico is completely nationalist, controls its own borders, and says it wants to, quote, reconquer the Southwest and is dumping its criminals on us. Now, does that mean you don't have a bunch of people going to Trump rallies, maybe 10% that are racist? Absolutely, probably. So what? Anybody who's black, Hispanic, whatever, you know there's tons of people in your, quote, group that are racist. And generally, the more uneducated and dumb they are, the more they're into that. And I want to be clear. Anglos are not having children anywhere in the world. Neither are the Japanese. Any advanced civilization stops having kids. Is it a project? Is it a program? Who knows? It's a little of both. People get lazy. They don't want to take care of kids. And the whole world's being set up to where it's hard to take care of kids. But then you come in and inherit a civilization, freedom, isn't perfect, but better than what you've had. Do you want to inherit that, or do you want to go buy what the universities tell you? That you want to inherit Mao Zedong, and Obama comes and tells you in Argentina, you know, you need communism. Yeah, like you need a bullet in the head. How's Venezuela working out? They're just sitting there selling you a slave system as if it's trendy and cool and using race-based systems to control you and to flavor the bait. That's it. And these are people that used race-based politics before, but it failed in the 50s and 60s. And so now they're desperate trying to do it from a minority perspective because you're the majority. And if they can sell a racist agenda on that, it'll work great because whites on average will still be per capita the wealthiest group because they had the brainchild of a system that made more money. They were taught to save money. Now they'll have to be protected by the political class. They will go into a hardened defense mode and a new apartheid will be set up over everyone else. And you're all walking into it. You're walking into a total trap. Then down the road, the apartheid system, it won't be called that, will be shut down, and the whole civilization will be imploded. Let me stop right there just briefly. If you're not signing up for our free newsletter, Infowars.com/newsletter, you really need to, so we can send you key intel and get to you stories that the system's trying to censor. Infowars.com/newsletter, just throw your email in there, and boom, we will send you updates every day. Also, this special is ending today. On the Alexa Pure Breeze, a groundbreaking four-stage filter system. Comparable units are $400 to $500, somewhere upwards of $1,000 that do the same thing. We have the side-by-side studies on there, the cost breakdowns. It's incredible. Infowarsstore.com. It's space-age design, really slick, really nice for your home, very, very modern-looking. And the 20% off lung cleanse is going to end in the next few hours because it's set to sell out. Sign up for auto ship, get 10% off. Orders $50 or more, get free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back with the second hour. Please tell everybody to tune in. It's an InfoWar after all, and you are on the front lines.
Visit GCNLive.com today.